I'm interested in music and sound, and I'm a collector. I collect musical instruments, sound equipment, and recordings, among other things. Back in November 2006, I was rummaging through some boxes of old 78 RPM records that I'd bought over the years at flea markets and auctions. I found a 10-inch 78 RPM record that had a label on which the name Bill Anderson and the Avondale Playboys was handwritten. I wondered if this was the same Whispering Bill Anderson who was a member of Nashville's Grand Ole Opry. I put the record on the turntable to transfer the contents to my computer. When I heard the music, I still couldn't be sure if it was the same Bill Anderson. What I heard was a campaign song for James C. Davis for Congress, sung to the tune of Y'all Come.
Let's all send Davis back to Washington. May y'all vote.
Vote Davis.
Y'all vote.
We called him Judge Davis. Before he went to Congress, he was a judge of some kind. And Dad and Judge Davis were real close friends, and so I'd gotten this little band up, and everybody, well, aren't they cute, you know? Daddy said something about, okay, well, why don't I write a song for him, a little campaign jingle or something? So I didn't know I couldn't steal the melody to Y'all Come. I just thought, well, that's a good melody. I'll use that. And they played it, you know, like as a commercial on the radio. And then we'd go out with him, and he'd be speaking somewhere. And me and my little band, we'd go up on stage and play for 10 or 15 minutes before he would speak, kind of draw a crowd. What is that noise up there? You know, and people would come, and we'd always sing that song, get the crowd yelling with us, you know, and everything. I remember that.
Tell them they'd be wise to give theirs too. Nay, y'all vote. Y'all vote.
It might have been Whispering Bill Anderson. So I went to the internet and I searched for Bill Anderson, and I quickly found his website. And at the bottom of the BillAnderson.com webpage was a link to email Bill. So I did. Within an hour, I had a reply. At 15 years old, Bill Anderson had formed a band with some high school friends, and it was called the Avondale Playboys. He went on to say that he had made the recording and had never seen it or heard it since. What I had just might be the only remaining recording of the song and the Avondale Playboys.
I bet there were fewer than a dozen made, because there weren't that many radio stations around there. Other than Decatur, there was maybe one or two other little small towns in that district that he represented. So I doubt they made more than 10 or 12 of them.
Of course, he wondered how I'd gotten the record, which I really did not know. And he asked if I would make him a copy. I replied that I would instead give him the record, but I wanted to hand it to him personally. Meanwhile, I applied some noise reduction processing to the digitized recording, and I emailed the results to Mr. Anderson as an MP3.
For a record, not a promise. For a worker, not a talker. For a proven congressman who gets...
Yeah, I just, I couldn't believe it. I just, you know, number one, it was so clear, you know. And, I mean, it was before my voice changed.
Y'all vote.
Vote Davis.
Y'all vote.
Vote Davis.
Vote for Davis. He's a...
Over the Christmas holidays, I made several CDs of the original and the processed versions of the song, and I mailed them to Mr. Anderson in Nashville. He, in turn, sent the discs on to his friends from the Avondale Playboys in Georgia.
Well, now, in the summer of 54, when that was made, we had our first radio program of our own on radio in Atlanta. That's another amazing part, because every single one of those band members, all these years later, is still alive. And they had a reunion last year and got together. They all still live in the greater Atlanta area. None of them play music anymore. It was just kind of a hobby. And they got together, and I do a little benefit show every year down in another little town in Georgia where I worked as a disc jockey, called Commerce, Georgia. And all the band members got together last year and came up to Commerce. It's the first time I'd seen some of them in 50 years. It was amazing. Yeah, and then for that to happen, and then this to happen, It's just incredible. And they meet once a month for breakfast. They get together once a month and meet for breakfast and just talk over old times. And when I sent the CDs down and all, you know, I told the one guy, I said, you know, give these out at the, you know, at the breakfast. And, you know, so they were just thrilled, you know, because I doubt there's any other, if there is any other recording of us playing together anywhere, I don't know where it is. So it's maybe the only one in existence.
After the holidays, neither of our schedules permitted an opportunity for us to meet and for me to return the recording to its rightful owner. Until finally, on March 2, 2007, my wife and a few of our friends drove to Nashville, Tennessee with the record and an invitation to meet Bill Anderson backstage at the Grand Ole Opry.
For a record, not a promise.
I knocked on the door of dressing room 11, and greatly relieved, I handed the 50-year-old recording to Mr. Bill Anderson. After his set, we talked about the recording, the Avondale Playboys, and what he would do with the record now that he had it back.
Now, let me tell you what the Avondale thing. Avondale was another little suburb of Atlanta, out a little farther from Decatur. And we actually did not live in the city limits of Decatur, so I went to Avondale High School, and that's where the Avondale Playboys thing came from. It was a very creative name, wasn't it? I tell you what I was thinking about doing is I've got an old photograph of the Avondale Playboys, and I thought what I'd do is maybe get a real nice, like a shadow box type thing, like, and mount the picture and the record. Yeah, oh, that's too priceless not to do that. Oh, that's very, very special. I've thought of several different things with this. I'd like for some people to hear it. I really would. I thought of maybe doing a thing, like a little souvenir thing for my fan club members or something like that. You know, I would like to share that with. I hate to just keep it a secret. I'd really like to share it. I'll tell you something I would really like to do, and I shouldn't be long about doing this. I would like very much to find somebody in that family and get them a copy. I'd really like to do that, because I think it would be meaningful to them.
For Radio Free Appalachia, I'm Rick Shriver.